Mason Dillon here, joined by South Central Calhoun Titans head football coach Brian Case. Brian, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely. We always appreciate your time, Mason.
You guys last week, you take on South Hamilton. How do you feel like you guys played?
Went over there and actually played really well. After the 2 weeks that we had been through as a school district and so forth, and going to visitation actually the day of the game, I thought our kids responded really, really well. Going over there, I thought that our first half we played lights out, and we were. I think we gave up one first down the entire first half. We were moving the ball at will on the ground, through the air, whatever it may be in the first half. We actually were only up 21 to nothing and probably should have been up 42 to nothing. We had two pick sixes we just plain dropped, and we also had one touchdown that was dropped in the end zone. So we're still a work in progress. I thought that we played pretty well, but again, we came back in the second half and just almost laid an egg. I mean, they came right down the field and they scored on us right away. So it's just for us right now, I mean, we are improving, but we got to work to play four full quarters. And if we can do that, I feel pretty good about this team. But until that happens, it's just a matter of which team's going to show up and play on Friday nights.
For you guys as well, one of three teams in your district to be able to win that first game. Now you take on the other team that had won their first game in Emmitsburg, and you get to host Emmitsburg this time. What do you feel like they bring to the table?
Emmitsburg is Emmitsburg. They're always really, really good. They're always really sound. They're always well coached, very disciplined at what they do. They run that hurry-up type offense. They come up to the line of scrimmage, and within 1/1000, they're gone. So we're going to have to make sure that our kids defensively are aligned appropriately and just ready to attack gaps and make sure that we're playing gap control responsibility. And if we can do that, then and maintain the line of scrimmage, kind of control the line of scrimmage, then we could have some success. But if we can't do that, then I think Emmitsburg is a really good football team, and they're going to exploit that kind of stuff as well. But again, I mean, that's just if they're Emmitsburg. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys, but we're going to show up and hopefully do the best we possibly can.
For you guys as well, I know when I broadcasted the IKM Manning South Central game, you guys like to run the ball a little bit out of that full house tee. But last week, Cade Higgins got the passing game going a little bit. Do you feel like he's kind of improved in that kind of genre of his game?
Yeah, no question. I mean, this is going to be his fifth game under his belt, and he's starting to adjust the timing. He's starting to get the ball out of his hands a little bit faster. He's starting to adjust the speed of the game and so forth. So again, it's just like everybody on our squad. We're just a work in progress. We're playing six sophomores, and it's just going to take some time in order to get to where we need to be.
For you guys as well, you play an Emmitsburg team you haven't seen since back in 2021. I mean, for you guys, do you feel like it's harder to game plan against a team you haven't seen for a couple years?
No, not necessarily. Like I said, we've seen them before, and we pretty much do the same thing we were doing. They're pretty much doing the same thing they've been doing. So we have a pretty good idea on how to kind of attack these guys if they have the same idea against us. So we're fortunate right now. We're 2-1 against an Emmitsburg program, and hopefully we can take care of business Friday night. So like I said, I mean, they're very well coached. They're good kids over there. They've got a really good running back, really good ground game. If we can force them to the air, I think that benefits us. But that just remains to be seen whether we can get that done or not.
For you guys as well, when you play Emmitsburg here, you're going to be playing back at home. You're going to play your second comp or your second district opponent. How do you feel like that district is shaping up for this year?
Right now, I still think it's anybody's ball game. Top to bottom within the six teams that are in there. So just you got to be able to show up, and you got to be able to play every single game every Friday night to the best of your ability. Otherwise, somebody can jump up and beat you. So we're going to hopefully try to take another step forward and do the best we can, possibly can in our second district game.
For you guys as well, I mean, are you going to shy away from running the ball? Are you going to look to throw more? Do you feel like you're going to stay with that kind of normal ground and pound type of offense?
Yeah, Mason, we've always been a team that's just kind of going to try and take what the opponents give us. And so if they force us to the air, then we feel like we can do that. If they let us run the ball a little bit, then hopefully we can take advantage of that one as well. But it remains to be seen what we think that they're going to run a 4-4 scheme against us, probably walk up their outside back or some more of a 6-2 type of look. That's what they've shown over the last 4 weeks, so we expect that. But who knows? I mean, they could come out and they could change things against us as well. So we got to be ready for everything.
Whether it's a 4-4 or a 6-2, do you feel like that's going to put some of the challenge on your guys' offensive line to be able to hold blocks for a little bit longer?
No question. Every week, it's up front offensively and defensively through the lines. And if you can maintain or control the line of scrimmage, usually you have a pretty good chance of winning the ball game.
For you guys as well here, I mean, from week one to now week five, you look at this and you see that 2-2, you're looking at 500. What do you feel like, though, has been your guys' biggest upside or biggest kind of improvement as a team?
Well, that's a good question. You're sitting at 2-2, but we feel like we played about 50% of the games. And when you're 50% playing well and 50% not playing so well, that results in a 2-2 record. So I think that the kids are starting to understand exactly what we're looking for. I think that they're starting to buy into the schematics offensively and defensively. I think that they're starting to buy into the different levels and the landmarks that they have to get used to, and they can't just do their own thing out there. And I think that they're finding out that once they are trying to do their own thing and trying to do somebody else's job, that things just don't work. So spacing is important, doing your own job, gap control defense is important, tackling is important, the fundamentals of the game are important, backside blocks are important. Every little thing that we do adds up to being a really good football team or just an average football team. So again, we're a work in progress, but I think that we have good kids over here. I think it's just taking a little bit of time to kind of get these kids to buy into it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here. We wish you the best of luck coming up with Emmitsburg.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time, Mason.